And John and Teresa are in our studio once again to talk technology and
technology.
Updates.
Yeah, you bet.
Indeed.
That's all Norwegian, like you bet.
You betcha.
Yeah, sure.
My 18-month-old grandson said oofta the other day.
No way.
Yes.
I couldn't have been more proud.
I don't know, but it was just funny. He was came into a predicament and oofta.
He's walking down a hill and it kind of he got lost his balance and oofta. Yeah. I loved it.
You're Norwegian heritage, aren't you, John?
Half of me is.
Okay. How about you, Teresa?
I'm full-blood German.
Full-blood German.
Yeah.
Okay. So am I.
Yeah.
So, ever think about doing one of them DNA tests?
Yeah, my sister did.
So you're good. You don't need to do a no.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I found out I'm from Eastern Europe. Imagine that.
Oh. All right. I thought your mom and dad were, like, Norwegian.
My mom is Norwegian. Oh, okay. My dad, German.
Okay. Okay.
Prussian, actually. Good. So.
All right. So how do we tie this heritage into technology?
There is no way to do that. We are off topic.
Well, no matter where you're at, you may have printer problems sometimes.
How's
that sound?
That's a good lead in. So, yeah, we're going to talk about printer problems. And most everyone has a printer, I would guess.
Yeah, most people do. And, yeah.
And I've mentioned recently that we've had a lot of printer issues that we have never had before.
Yeah, it's kind of some new stuff.
Oh, really?
I thought if we just talk today a little bit about some of the common things that people check, maybe it'd make it a little easier for them to try these things before they, you know, give us a call and all that. So, because like I said, it was amazing. I think 1 week we had almost over 50% of their calls was about printer issues.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And
So what are the main issues with printers then, Teresa?
Well all of a sudden people's printers are just stopping printing. They're not connecting with their computers.
And that happened to me this week.
Did it?
Yes. Can I just share quick?
Yeah, sure.
Well, my wife is on the couch with her iPad, and she can print from the couch, you know.
Yeah.
And our printer's in another room. And that would print. She would print stuff from the other room off her iPad.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, the computer in the office at home wouldn't stop printing. It wouldn't print.
Well, you know the differences between your computer and the iPad?
Nope.
Your computer has firewalls, your computer does updates, it has, you know, the Windows 10 on it.
The antivirus stuff.
Antivirus programs. And
so my wife, she fixed it.
Well, good for her.
Eventually, yeah, but I don't know what she did, but she's more technical
now
advanced than
I am. Now, my guess is it might work for a while, but it might stop working again.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what we're finding is these little fixes that, you know, oh, your printer's not working. Okay, we'll do this, and then it's fixed. And then they break again.
Yeah, the next time you do a Windows update or an antivirus update, it's something, you know.
Is that what usually happens with most of the printer problems is during the update?
That's what we're thinking.
It seems to be it's definitely a good line of reference that we've seen that happens.
Yep.
You know, the most common thing, well, first of all, I like wired printers. I know it's really cool to print wirelessly, and it's really easy to set up. You just push a button, and automatically things take over, and it just magically prints. But I am kind of old school in that I like to have a cable connection, especially from a PC.
If
possible, I like to do that. And what we've seen a lot of times when we go there, it can't find the printer at all. You know, you go to the computer and you search for the printers and there's nothing found.
And this is even if they're plugged in sometimes.
Yeah, even if they're plugged in, it just can't find the printer. So you unplug it and plug it back in and it sees it for a minute and then it stops seeing it. And we're, you know, kind of trying to figure out what's going on. And here, a very common thing is your antivirus. You know, you think of how viruses have changed in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it used to be very simple. You know, you get a virus by email, so it scans your email. Or if you put a drive in that has a virus on it, it checks that. Now there's all these heuristics and all these, you know, programs.
What's that word?
Heuristics.
I don't know what that means.
It means it's different forms that the virus can get in, and it has to check all these different methods that viruses can get in.
Oh,
and so,
you're
if
so smart.
if it sees virus-like activity, like searching for a printer or printer, knocking on its door, saying, "Hey, let me come in and talk to you," it may tag it as a virus and just say, "No, I will not talk to you anymore." And in that case, the easiest test to do is to go to your virus software, whether it be Trend Micro, Symantec, or Norton, you know, any Defender, and just turn it off for 5 minutes. You know, you usually try to turn it off and it says, warning, do not turn off. And, well, just turn it off for 5 minutes and then try printing. And a lot of times it'll work then. And then you know, oh, it's something with the antivirus software.
So then what do you do? Not have your antivirus software?
Well, that's one angle, but you don't want to do that for very long. So,
right.
Usually there's something called exceptions, and everyone handles exceptions a little bit differently. But you can tell your antivirus program, you know, if you just do a Google search for, you know, your, let's say you have Norton exceptions, and it'll probably tell you how to add one. But you can tell it.
Okay, so you would add an exception to
for that printer, maybe by the IP address or by the printer name or something like that, and say, okay, this one's okay to come through. But by default, when you do an update, it'll say, no, I'm not going to let you talk anymore. And
so you might have to do this more than once.
Yeah, you might fix it. And then the next time you do an antivirus, you know, definitions update, it might.
And they do those automatically all the time, regularly. Oh, it's not that you have to go do it. So.
And with Windows 10, you know, come Wednesday of next week, maybe they're going to do another update, and then that will reset something, which gives it a different name. So it's always evolving, because, you know, we think of all of the ways that Windows 10 is good because it's always updating, always becoming more secure. But at the same time, that makes it harder for some appliance or peripherals to be able to communicate.
To keep up, yeah. I think that they're not able to keep up.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay. So interesting. So what other issues are there that people have with their printers, would you say?
Well, drivers are another thing. You know, when you buy your printer, maybe you had Windows 7 on your computer, and then you bought the printer and you installed it and you loaded the driver for it. And now Windows 10 has, you know, there's new drivers for it. And in some cases, you have to uninstall the printer and then reinstall and then let Windows go out and find the latest drivers for it. We've seen that a few times too. In other cases, it's, you know, we just have to.
Anybody ever have ink issues with their printer or ink cartridge issues? Or?
Oh, sure. Those are pretty easy, though. These are the more complicated, the newer issues that, you know, maybe people didn't deal with before. I think the most common ink or toner issue is that you don't get the ink set right.
Connected in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Clicked in there correctly, or you forget to take off the little tab or something like that. Those are usually pretty easy. And another one is if you're using generic ink or toner.
Or refills.
I mean, it's about 50% of those that don't work.
Yeah. It's super cheap and it makes sense. I get it. Saving money. But a lot of times they'll plug or they'll leak or there's something not right with them, and you end up having to, you know, toss those and buy the original branded ones after all. So you're not really saving that much money in some cases. And I know other people are going to hear this show and say, I've been using non-branded refill cartridges for years and I've never had a problem. And that's great.
Yep.
But
if it works for you, that's great. But sometimes they're nothing but problems. And so we just always recommend using the name brand.
Okay, good subject. Before we go, I have a question from a friend that wanted me to ask. I just thought of this now, and they wanted to ask this. And I know we've talked about this a number of times over the years of doing this show. Should I shut my computer off every night before I go to bed, or should I just let it go to sleep?
I would let it go to sleep now. And the reason I say that with more gusto than I ever have before is because that's when Windows 10 does all its updates, and you want to keep your machine updated. So,
but also I've seen a lot of laptops where the people just shut the laptop and that's how they turn it off. And if you don't sometimes do a full shutdown,
it physically off the keyboard?
Yep. Okay. Like, or going to the start button and saying shut down. That's a clue. Sometimes your computer has to restart to install the updates that have been downloaded. And if you don't do that shutdown, it's not able to get them installed. And so, you know, if you just always shut the top of it when you're done, it never cues the computer, oh, I need to install these updates now. Okay. And so I see a lot of laptops come in and they have way overdue updates that need to be downloaded, and that can cause problems.
Okay.
You can control what happens when you close the lid. There is in the control panel, you can say, when you close the lid, shut down the computer.
Oh, you know, okay.
That's an option. But I didn't quite get to finish because you know, if you keep it on all week long, I always like to tell people, let's say in a work environment, shut it down on Friday.
Yeah, once keep it off over the weekend.
Turn it back on Monday. For home computers, yeah, once a week, make it your
restart.
Yep, do a restart or shut it down.
That refreshes kind of everything.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And so that's the best thing to do. But for, you know, tonight when you go home, leave it running.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your advice.
And
I know that's good advice.
Well, thanks.
All right. Where are you located, and how can people get a hold of you?
We are on Main Street in Madison, beautiful downtown Madison, and you can call us at 320-698-4747.
Or you can always email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
For coming in again.
You betcha.
I'm going to do a DNA test. We'll get back to that heritage thing.
Find out if
I'd like to know what I am. Where it actually tells you where you come from, huh?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't show it.
Teresa wasn't super impressed.
That's a lot of money to tell me what I already knew.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Well, thanks.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update.